This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Imagine this assignment. In your hands, you hold nearly 2,000 poems from some of America's most talented and prolific poets, and you have to pick the best of the best, just 100 of them, to be exact. Well, former poet laureate and Boston University creative writing professor Robert Pinsky was handed exactly that challenge. And he is the guest editor for the 25th anniversary volume of The Best of American Poetry. This volume, appropriately called The Best of the Best American Poetry of the Past Quarter Century. Robert Pinsky joins us now. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Pinsky.
Hi, Meghna. Nice to be here.
So a daunting challenge. How did you go about narrowing it down to 100?
I sort of muddle around, read things aloud to myself. I had most of the volumes of the 25 years. The ones I didn't have, David Lehman and Scribner's nicely sent me. And I just started reading around. And I just made a note every time I heard myself reading something that seemed appealing or moving or cool.
Now, in the introduction to the book, you write that you were really looking for two things. Those poems that appealed to the ear as a spoken medium, and the imagination.
That's it for me. That covers almost everything that I want out of a poem. It needs to sound good, and it needs to surprise me with its imagination.
Okay, well, let's listen. We've got some tape from some of the poems that made it into the book. One is called Facing It, written by Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Youssef Komunyakaa. And
yes,
in this poem, he's remembering a trip to the Vietnam Veterans War, War Memorial, and we have a recording of him reading the opening line. So
That's
let's
great.
Listen.
My black face fades, hardened inside the black granite. I said, I wouldn't damn it, no tears. I'm stone, I'm flesh. My clouded reflection eyes me like a bird of prey. The profile of night slanted against morning. I turn this way. The stone lets me go. I turn that way. I'm inside the Vietnam Veterans Memorial again, depending on the light to make a difference.
So, Robert Pinsky, tell us what you loved about this poem.
It's one of the most moving places you can go in the country. I'm not a great visitor of sites. I don't like going to authors' homes. I have often taken people to the wall, the Vietnam Memorial. It's always been moving to me. And Youssef, it is a surprise, speaking of imagination, that Youssef, a Vietnam War veteran, makes it feel fresh. And he uses white and black. It's memorably black. He manages to write in a kind of bigger things on his mind way, in a way that includes race. He says a white vet gets in the way. And his own reflection, which is one of the striking things about the memorial. And there's in the black mirror, the last lines of the poem say, in the black mirror, a woman's trying to erase names. No, she's brushing a boy's hair. And that moment of no, of confusion, seeing one thing, then another. Of course, in a poem, no doesn't mean no.
Right.
And no means all of the above, because there is erasing the names and there is the child's hair. And it just sounds good.
Yeah.
I go down the 58,022 names, half expecting to find my own in letters like smoke. I touch the name Andrew Johnson. I see the booby traps, white flash. Names shimmer on a woman's blouse, but when she walks away, the names stay on the wall. It's just very alert.
Mm.
It's imagination, not just a surprise, but it's finding a way to make you really remember what it's like to look at that object, that wall.
Robert Pinsky, it occurs to me suddenly that not only were you tasked with picking 100 poems out of 2,000, but they're over the past 25 years. So it's an exercise in sort of a brief travel through time in terms of American poetry as well.
The poem you've chosen speaks to the war of my generation, that Vietnam War. I think Youssef probably wrote the poem in the 80s. And yes, because it's 25 years, there's a certain social history in there. And I think that one of the things those videos I made, those Favorite Poem Project videos, demonstrate is there are things you can learn about the country by watching what poems people choose to read aloud.
And what did you learn or maybe relearn from reading through what poets decided to write about in the past quarter century.
Yusuf's poem is a great example of, in that it's so personal and it reflects a lot of social history. It reflects a lot of who we are, who we regret we are, who we hope we are, in a national way. And I didn't particularly look for that, but as you say, it happens inevitably. You know, I'll make a confession about this. One reason I had to agree to do it when David asked me to do it is that for one of these volumes, I was going to be the editor of the annual volume, and I found it overwhelming. I started doing it, and David was incredibly nice when I said, you know, I don't usually back out of things, but this is just too much for me. It's not my thing. And he was incredibly generous and found somebody else to do it. So then when he offered me the same thing times 25, I couldn't refuse. But I also felt it was not only the social history and the aesthetic history of what I was reading, it was also the taste of 25 poets. So in a way, it was easier than doing any one year, because I wasn't choosing my 100 favorite poems from 25 years. I was choosing poems from those chosen by lots of different people. And 25 quite eminent poets.
But, you know, you write in the introduction that that carries a risk in and of itself, because many a poet we appreciate now that wasn't appreciated by her contemporaries.
We should take it for granted that almost all of our taste in everything will seem somewhat laughable to our children and our grandchildren. You hope you get a few things right. And there's no question that fashions change. And when the grandkids see the person with the nose pierce or the bell bottoms or the handlebar mustache, they laugh at and wonder how anybody could do that. In works of art, we don't know what that will be. But if you go down the list of Academy Award winners and things that didn't win Academy Awards, isn't it that Hitchcock never got Best Director? And anyway, there's all that scandal that has to do with taste and selection. And by doing this job, I made myself look ridiculous 75 years from now, no question.
Well, we've just got a couple seconds to go, but I wanted to ask you about one last beautiful phrase you used in describing American poetry. You said, you've written that it has its weird majesty.
I think that is I will accept that phrase. There is a weird majesty to it, and it's there in Whitman, it's there in Dickinson, you know, our parents in poetry, and in a country with such a range of cultures and national origins and races and arts, poetry would have not just majesty, as it might in Hindi or Gaelic, but a weird majesty.
Well, Robert Pinsky is a former poet laureate and guest editor of the best American poetry, the 25th anniversary edition of that great volume. Robert Pinsky, thank you so much for joining us today.
See you all Thursday night at the Best of the Best reading at BU.
Listeners, you can find more information about that at our website, radioboston.org, and come back and join us again tomorrow. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.